Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The nation's leaders are set to make reforming our health system their number one priority for 2023. National Cabinet meeting in Canberra this morning with an overhaul of Medicare now underway. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's got a strong commitment from states and territories to improve primary care.
How do we maximise the benefit to patients from every dollar that is spent in the health system? That's the starting point, putting patients at the front.
Well, National Cabinet also reaffirms support for enshrining an Indigenous voice to Parliament, which includes the referendum in the back half of this year. Major crash investigators back at the site of a fatal truck incident in Perth Hills. Police say the truck left the road in Les Murdy, crashing through a safety barrier and rolling down a hill. It happened around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the 50-year-old tragically dying at the scene. Having planes turn back isn't unusual, according to the Qantas boss, who's on the front foot after a string of mid-air incidents in recent weeks. Alan Joyce says he'd prefer pilots landed if they've even the slightest of concerns, telling Seven it's standard across the aviation industry.
This is not abnormal. This is what happens in aviation across the world, and it's a part, an important part, of the safety management system.
And from Moore River to Busselton, the abalone fishing season is back on tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. It's been dubbed one of the most dangerous ocean activities, but there's been no incidents so far this year. In sport, the Brisbane Heat touch down in Perth shortly ahead of the blockbuster BBL final at Optus Stadium tomorrow night. Fans can jump online from now to snap up the remaining tickets. Scorcher's Steve Eskenazi says they'll be wary of an informed Brisbane.
The Heat have been a bit of a surprise packet, but we know in this competition there's no easy games. We've had some tough games against Brisbane already, and they stood up yesterday and beaten one of the form sides in the competition at their home ground. So we know it's going to be a stiff task, and anything can happen in finals.
And the Wildcats in action tonight, hosting Cairns.